Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just hours after U.S. House members vote to advance the impeachment inquiry into President Trump, the House Speaker, Democrat Nancy Pelosi, is on late-night TV talking about it.
In one conversation, he undermined our national security by withholding military assistance to a country that had been voted on by the Congress of the United States to the benefit of the Russians.
She spoke on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. House Republican Minority Whip Steve Scalise calls that impeachment resolution Soviet-style in its process. The economy creating a better-than-expected 128,000 new jobs in October, according to the government's jobs report just released. The jobless rate edging up to 3.6% from a 50-year low of 3.5. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
And Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limu Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and her...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Shootings in an affluent San Francisco Bay Area neighborhood happening at a Halloween party last night. Four people are dead, several others wounded. Police have not released details of what led up to that shooting. A 7-year-old Chicago girl is in critical condition after she was shot while trick-or-treating with her family. A police spokesman says she was shot by a man chasing another man who ran by her and her family.
The 7-year-old child out here with her family, trick-or-treating, just like anybody else. It shouldn't happen anywhere. It shouldn't happen in the city.
An early winter-like storm is generating lake-effect snow over the Great Lakes region today and will for the next few days. Forecasters say the system roaring out of Canada will bring the coldest air of the season so far. More than 90,000 structures still being threatened by the Kincade Fire in Northern California. It's torched over 77,000 acres. It's now 60% contained. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Chicago teachers and their students back in the classrooms for the first time in 11 days today after yesterday the mayor announces that there was a deal that ended that teacher's strike, although there were some loose ends that had to be tied up before the strike could completely end.
We had a deal. The only issue was about whether or not we were going to provide any compensation to the teachers for being out on strike. So that's the only issue that was on the table today.
Students will have to make up 5 days of those missed classes. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is weighing in after an oil spill this week on the Keystone Pipeline in North Dakota. The Vermont senator tweeting, quote, "This is what happens when we have a president who ignores scientists and puts short-term fossil fuel profits ahead of the environment and the future of the planet." And tweet from Bernie Sanders, who says the pipeline should never have been built and he plans on shutting it down if he wins the White House. And a Republican prank on Capitol Hill yesterday prompted a police response. The National Republican Congressional Committee apparently sent empty boxes to some House Democrats with the message, "Get packing," implying they'll need the empty boxes come November to pack up and move out of office. The boxes were considered suspicious, though. The Capitol Hill police were called in and finally cleared them as safe. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I mean, how would you like the job of getting this country back on track, huh? I mean, in the midst of really important things that we have to consider, we've got impeachment madness happening. Our legislative branch is so occupied with dealing with impeachment that we have serious issues to deal with. We can only be thankful, in part, that the Chinese right now aren't having, a great time either. I mean, they've got economical issues, even though our job reports look very good. We got another great report that just came out. Unemployment about 3.6, slightly up. Up from the all-time low of 3.5, but looks pretty good, for this past month. But meanwhile, all this that's going on in D.C. is a big distraction for things that really matter for the American people. With us right now to talk particularly about China and his new book, Deceiving the Sky, Inside Communist China's Drive for Global Supremacy, is Bill Gertz, national security columnist for the Washington Times, senior editor at the Washington Free Beacon. Bill, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Hi, Bill. Good to be on the program.
Well, let's talk about this. I mean, here we are seriously distracted in D.C., but China, as I said, I think we can be grateful that their economic woes are kind of saddling them a bit and has slowed down their march. We can be thankful, I guess, in part for that. Otherwise, they'd be, really going fast forward as if they're not right now because of the distraction that America is dealing with.
Yes, the Chinese are somewhat in retreat based on President Trump's much tougher approach to China, especially on the trade issue. They're getting close to working out a so-called partial trade deal. But the Chinese, again, are stepping back. You haven't seen them do provocative activities in the South China Sea. The U.S. has conducted 7 transits of warships through the Taiwan Strait, and China barely had any response to that. So they're kind of back on their heels from the president's pressure campaign, which I think is working. The whole idea behind that is let's cut off the massive theft of technology that China has been engaged in and see if this Chinese economic miracle can continue.
Bill, you've been studying China for 30-plus years. I mean, you appreciate all the nuance, and you see someone like Donald Trump coming from the outside pretty much grabbing the bull by the horns. I mean, he said this during his campaign, even before he started running, that China was having their way with America, and you had this sense that if he was ever to become president of the United States, the party was going to be over.
Yes. Just this week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo gave a great speech in New York where he identified the Communist Party of China and not the Chinese people as the real threat. This was an amazing speech because he really dove deep into the problem. He talked about how for decades pro-China lobbyists, people like Henry Kissinger and others, have skewed U.S. policy and failed to help us recognize the threat from China. And now for the first time, we are understanding the threat and we're making real changes in that. Also, our academic experts, the China hands, have been wrong for decades. They told us just trade with China, just be nice to China, don't treat China as a threat or it will become a threat. And they were totally wrong. And, you know, they miscalculated. They said if we just had these benign policies that this would create a benign China. And it hasn't happened. We now have a more dangerous China that's on the march around the world.
But yet some of these people are still given place, Bill. This is the thing that galls me, is that, yeah. Look, if you miss the mark, I mean, even in business, as a manager, if you're managing a project and you you under-deliver, boy, your credibility and your portfolio and value to any organization is reduced significantly. Only in the media, only in politics can you be off and somehow you live another day and you make more money than you made before.
That's exactly what's happened in the China watching community. These people were wrong and there's been no penalty. They're still basically been influenced. I think once the dust is settled and we really look deeply at what happened, we'll see that China was able to use its intelligence services and its propaganda machine to influence those experts to really miscalculate and misestimate the danger from China. And now we're really beginning to see that this is really an existential threat to the United States. We need to deal with China in a way that's going to mitigate these threats to our security, and mm-hmm. not just our security, but the security of the whole world. China
exactly.
wants to export their totalitarian or / authoritarian system around the world to replace the model that the U.S. has had, which was a democratic free market focused on individual liberty and freedom.
Yeah, we're surrounded by all these ambitious ideologies that want to take over global supremacy, whether in the Middle East we've got ISIS and we've got Turkey on the rise, and in China we've got, in the seas there. We're surrounded by all this. But if we're not on top of this and we don't respond to this emerging threat, I mean, thank God for Donald Trump, who's not getting any credit right now for this. History down the road, decades down the road, we might be able to, say thank God for Donald Trump, but not right now.
Yeah, we really need a global information education effort. I mean, America has tremendous power militarily, economically, in many other areas, except in the information sphere, and that's where we're getting killed. Mm-hmm. All these ideologies that you mentioned, the Chinese communists, the Islamic extremists, they are more effective at getting their message out than the United States is. And I've been advocating this for years, that we really need to go on the offensive informationally to educate people about these fundamental values of freedom and prosperity and free markets. We've got to do a much better job of that. I think the Trump administration is trying to figure that out, but mm-hmm. that's been the weakest part of their policy, is the ability to get the message out to the world.
Well, the message has been compromised, and what could be suggested here, Bill Gertz, and this is going to require, some more investigation, but it would appear that there's smoke coming out of the camps of influencers who have been paid off.
Yes, I think that, this is one of the areas that I want to continue doing investigative reporting, is to really uncover some of these links between the Chinese government and the lobbyists in the United States, the business community, the academic community, and really expose that so that people can be educated.
How about political leaders, Bill Gertz?
Absolutely.
I mean, everybody wants to, kind of dance around that issue. But what is being brought up, Peter Schweitzer brought up in Secret Empires, is something to really look at. I mean, we just can't say, well, that's not necessarily, illegal. It may, it's questionable if it's moral or ethical. I mean, it either is or it isn't. I mean, what is it that we just want to stay in a gray area instead of calling it for what it is?
Yeah, that's changing. I think there's been a major sea change during the Trump administration that we're going to start seeing real exposure of a lot of these nefarious Chinese activities.
Without a doubt. Bill Gertz is with us, and our conversation will continue after this. Stay with us. 15 minutes after.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
This is your time, your moment. The fight, the fight, your
I'll tell you, it's as good as any time to have a comeback, ladies and gentlemen, to get this country back on track. But it means that all hands are on deck. You know, we got to understand what it is we're fighting for. And let's start with the U.S. Constitution, huh? Boy, I'll tell you, we've been told for a long time. And as, you know, John Rutherford had pointed out, or John Whitehead, I should say, from the Rutherford Institute earlier, is that even our political officials, they're detached from the Constitution. They don't even know what the Constitution is. That's pretty scary, and thinking that they're running our country. Bill Gertz continues with us, national security columnist for the Washington Times, senior editor of the Washington Free Beacon. His latest book, Deceiving the Sky, Inside Communist China's Drive for Global Supremacy. Lest we lose sight of that fact, they have not, Bill Gertz. That is their goal, global supremacy, right?
Yeah, and again, this is one of the major failings of U.S. intelligence. For decades, the Pentagon has produced an annual report on the Chinese military, and every year they said China has no global ambitions. Their most serious threat is to try and retake Taiwan and force Taiwan back into mainland China. And now we understand in recent years that was totally false. We're seeing the expansion of China economically through a project called the Belt and Road Initiative. This is a multi-trillion dollar development plan, which is basically buying up countries. Mm-hmm. And they go into these countries and they build infrastructure, they'll build a railroad, and they'll even provide the funding, and then they'll use debt trap diplomacy, where they get the country indebted to China, and when the country says that they can't pay for the railroad, the Chinese say, well, that's our railroad now, and we own it.
Yes.
And so they're using that method to try and increase their influence globally. And this is rooted in both the communist ideology as well as ancient Chinese strategy and nationalism. In other words, they think that the Chinese are taking their rightful place as the supreme force for the entire world.
Mm-hmm. And what's happening, you know, with the conflict there in China between Beijing and Hong Kong? You know, what's going to happen here, Bill?
Well, this is, again, it shows the deception of China. I mean, deception, to understand the Chinese communist government, is to understand that they are steeped in deception. Mm-hmm. And their promise to the people of Hong Kong, which was a former British colony, was you can keep your freedom, you can keep your free system, as long as you say that you're part of China. They called it one country, two systems. Well, mm-hmm. we saw that was a lie about 6 months ago when they started to encroach on the legal system. They wanted to pass a bill that would allow Beijing arbitrarily to take people from Hong Kong and try them in China, where the Communist Party is the ultimate ruler there. They don't have a real system of rule of law there. Mm-hmm. So that was what triggered these widespread protests that have been going on for months. And I can tell you, the Hong Kong protesters, they are fighting for their democracy. They are mm-hmm. fighting for what was promised them back in 97 when they said they could keep their system.
Well, and this is insane. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, you gave them a sunset clause. The British did in setting this whole thing up. And I mean, every time we get into these, these kind of sunset clauses and we set people up, I mean, sooner or later, there's going to be a judgment day that's coming. And what are we, about halfway through the period of time that this was set up? It was, a 50-year agreement or something?
Yeah, they said there was some vague language that the Chinese have used that said, well, after 50 years, we'll reevaluate it. But there was a declaration made between the British and the Chinese back in 97 that said, no, you're going to keep this system, and this is the system that will remain. Mm-hmm. So there are differing interpretations. Obviously, Beijing has one. The British and the rest of the world has another interpretation about how free Hong Kong will be and for how long.
Bill, you kind of touched on it, and I'm sorry, I wanted to stay with it a little bit, and then I got into this other issue. But let's talk more about the emerging threats militarily of what China is doing with these islands in the South China Sea.
Yes, there's another area where we've seen Chinese deception on display. Back in 2015, Xi Jinping told then President Obama that China would not militarize these disputed islands. So there are a handful of very small islands and reefs that China has been rebuilding, and then they went ahead and beginning around April of 2018, the Pentagon detected that they had deployed anti-ship missiles and anti-aircraft missiles. And so then it became, well, hey, you said you weren't going to militarize these islands, and now they're militarized. Mm-hmm. I was in Beijing in June of 2018 with then Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, and he basically put the Chinese on notice. He said, look, we have to resolve this or we're headed for some major conflict. Mm-hmm. And the dispute is that the U.S. and its regional allies and partners recognize the South China Sea as international waters.
Exactly.
And the Chinese are claiming that this is a Chinese lake. It's mm-hmm. unprecedented in history that mm-hmm. international waters like that have been claimed as sovereign maritime territory. Even the Romans didn't claim the Mediterranean as their territory. Mm-hmm. So that kind of gives you a sense of this idea, this encroachment, and this hegemony that is emanating from Beijing.
Well, when does this come to all, you know, come to a head here?
Well, you know, I mean, the U.S. has to basically, if it were me and I were in charge of U.S. policy towards China, I would say, hey, let's start rebuilding some islands and militarize those.
Exactly.
And we'll guarantee the freedom of navigation in that international water.
Yeah, it's that old Pennzoil commercial, you can pay me now or pay me later, and it seems the further we get down the road, the more complex it's going to be, and, you know, what do those islands look like even in another 10 years?
Yes, and I go back to the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's speech this week, where he really laid out that the problem is the Communist Party of China. And again, people were wrong. This is a party that sees the United States as its main enemy and sees the United States as the main impediment for China seeking its ultimate goal of global hegemony, that is, global domination.
Well, Bill, in the book, Deceiving the Sky, Inside Communist China's Drive for Global Supremacy, as you've been pointing out here, you really get into detail the failure to understand the nature and activities of the dangers posed by China and what the United States can do in taking needed steps to counter these threats. You just mentioned one, that we could start building up our own military islands ourselves. So, I mean, we got to get in the game here, right?
Exactly. Another recommendation I make is let's expand our missile defenses in Asia. We saw that China waged economic warfare against South Korea, costing the Seoul economy upwards of $5 billion by sanctions that they imposed on businesses in South Korean businesses doing business in China. And the reason they did that was because the United States deployed the Theater High Altitude Area Defense, or THAAD, missile defense, a highly effective missile defense. And if China is going to do that kind of economic warfare, why not deploy more THAAD units all around China, in Mongolia, in Southeast Asia, in India, and let's put the Chinese on notice that we're going to neutralize their large force of missiles if they continue to show these aggressive activities in the South China and East China Seas.
And, of course, recently North Korea is back up to their antics. They have fired off a couple of missiles just to let us know they're still around.
Yeah, and didn't get a lot of attention because, like as you mentioned, the obsession in Washington with impeachment, well, the real issues are going on. You know, my view is that the Chinese are responsible for North Korea, and they are responsible for the danger there. You know, few people remember that it was the Chinese that supplied the transporter erector launchers, the mobile missile launchers, which are now fitted with ICBMs that can reach the United States. I can't think of a greater strategic weapons proliferation than China's provision of those launchers to this rogue state, North Korea.
Well, Bill Gertz, an award-winning national security journalist and author of 7 books, his latest that we've been in discussion, is available all over the place, linked at our website, Deceiving the Sky. Bill Gertz, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people. Passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just hours after U.S. House members vote to advance the impeachment inquiry into President Trump, the House Speaker, Democrat Nancy Pelosi, is on late-night TV talking about it.
In one conversation, he undermined our national security by withholding military assistance to a country that had been voted on by the Congress of the United States to the benefit of the Russians.
She spoke on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. House Republican Minority Whip Steve Scalise calls that impeachment resolution Soviet-style in its process. The economy creating a better-than-expected 128,000 new jobs in October, according to the government's jobs report just released, the jobless rate edging up to 3.6% from a 50-year low of 3.5. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Step to the bunk, yeah, this is what I see. All the hungry cattle are staring at me. I got passion for my plans, and I ain't afraid to show it, show it, show it, show it.
I'm farming and I grow it.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
I'm farming and I grow it.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Yes, I'm farming and I grow up. That is the viral video, and you're hearing the audio track from the Peterson Farm Brothers some 9 years ago. I guess they had nothing better to do because you got plenty of time on the farm. You know, you know, your dad doesn't care if you're not working. So what do? To fill the time, you do a video. And then you got something like, what, 11 million people, hundreds of countries, people are viewing this video. And here we are talking to the Peterson Farm Brothers right now. Greg, Nathan, and Kendall join us. Hey, guys, how we doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing. I love the video. Greg, it was your idea, so it's all your fault, huh?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Yeah, I kind of had the idea to have a video to show our friends in college of kind of what our farm was like, and it really spiraled into something way bigger than that.
Yeah, little did you know they were going to be excited. And Kendall, you're the youngest, and so I remember one time I got drug along with my older brothers, and I was the youngest at the time, and I got in trouble because we were goofing off instead of doing what we were supposed to be doing. Did your parents get a little upset because you guys were goofing around, or, you know, what did they say?
Well, they understood. We both of us younger brothers. Kendall's not here today.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. right.
Yeah. So, but yeah, both of us younger brothers, we weren't real sure we wanted to go along with this, but, you know, older brothers, they kind of get their way. So, Greg convinced us to, join in with them. And yeah, mom and dad didn't really know exactly what we were up to until we were almost done, I think. And then they sure, of course, didn't know what it was going to turn into either, but they've really enjoyed it. And, we make sure all the farm work gets done. We work extra hard to get the farm work done so we have time to goof off like any farm yeah. would.
Well, surely I jest. I know, and I've been exposed a little bit to farming life, but I got to tell you, it brings back memories, and I keep teasing some people. I go, you know, a little bit older, but still, it's you know, the farm never leaves you. You love the whole idea of getting up early and working hard, and you know, the late dinners, and hey, going to sleep and getting ready to do it all over again, right?
Yeah, we really loved how we grew up, helping, you know, helping things as young as we could. We would help Dad with just different jobs, and we always just loved that and wanted to share that with our friends, and never really knew how to do that. You know, we'd tell them about what we were doing on the farm on the weekends, but until we made the video, we didn't always know how to show them what we were doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, Greg, tell us, we kind of give rundown. We can see from the video that's absolutely gone viral to have this many hits is amazing and views of a video. But who actually are the Peterson Farm Brothers?
So the Peterson Farm Brothers were three brothers from central Kansas, and we are a fifth-generation family farm, so we farm together with our parents as well as our younger sister. So there's four siblings. We're primarily a beef cattle farm, but we also grow a variety of crops there in Kansas. And, yeah, basically we produce entertaining, but at the same time educational online content to promote agriculture, to promote farmers and ranchers, and really to just tell the story of where food comes from. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, a lot of people follow our videos, but they're not all farmers. I mean, we have a lot of people from the city who watch our videos and actually get to learn about how food is produced on a farm in the central part of the United States.
Nathan, what's a typical day like for you guys?
Well, first thing in the morning, we're checking over the cattle and getting them fed their morning feed. And then we move on to, you know, checking how the crops are doing or during planting season and harvest season. We're, you know, getting those crops in or getting them harvested. And there's always, you know, machinery to work on. Crops to check, work to do in the shop, you know, just day-to-day things. You never run out of something to do.
Exactly. Well, I wanted to talk a bit about store credit cards remaining popular due to rewards and special promotions. Greg, why don't you tell us more about that, if you would.
Yeah, sure. So on our farm, I mean, with both cattle and crops, we're using all sorts of different tools, all sorts of different products and equipment, and so we're, you know, we're constantly purchasing things to help make all that go. Mm-hmm. And one of the stores that we go to is Tractor Supply. It's one of our local stores, and they're offering now a personal credit card, the Tractor Supply personal credit card. That actually they're offering 5% back on rewards to where, you know, you purchase $100 or something, you get 5% of that back, and you get to reinvest that in the operation through other purchases. So we think that's a pretty good deal. We think that definitely provides value for our farm, and we think it'll provide value for other people as well. And not only the rewards are they offering, but they also offer special financing offers and some flexibility with how you pay.
Well, Nathan, I think a lot of people, you know, take for granted the results of farming because, hey, we just go to the store and, you know, there it is. All packaged up nicely for us, and you help us appreciate that there's a lot more that comes along and why farming has been such the backbone of American industry and the American family life here, and all the hard work that, you know, the Peterson family and other farmers across the country do on behalf of Americans, and we really appreciate that. So what are the must-have products that you consistently buy for the farm?
Well, even things like, you know, work gloves we're constantly wearing out or losing even, and then tools like, you know, we always have a pliers on our belt to do fencing work or different things, and a lot of times, just this last week, I lost the pliers out in the field, and I needed to grab a new one, and so we about just keep those on hand, and then there's fencing supplies, and Tractor Supply is really a very diverse store where we can get a lot of those tools and supplies for a lot of different things all in one place.
Well, 71% of U.S. consumers are more likely to get a store-owned card if they found the right one. 57% of consumers, according to the latest study, would be more compelled to sign up for a store card if it provided discounts toward purchases, and more than 4 in 5 consumers would put in the extra effort to find a card for their needs, even to save 5% on a purchase. Greg, like you said, the store that you use, you get 5% back, and even in farming, every little bit counts, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think one of the stories of our farm, you know, our farm's been around for over 100 years, and the way we've made it through things like the Great Depression are just finding different ways to save money and being as efficient and cost, you know, aware as possible. And so that's kind of how we were raised, is to look for ways to save money. And so farmers are definitely, that's something that's very valuable to them.
Mm-hmm. Nathan, fifth generation of farmers, are we still looking ahead and seeing the sixth and seventh down the road?
Yeah, we sure hope so. That's always been the goal. You know, we one of our mottos is faith, family, farming, and we like to keep them in that order. Mm-hmm. We like to keep our faith first, and then, you know, where family is very important to us, passing things on to the next generation, and not saying our kids have to farm or whatever, but we hope that we can have them, and we hope that they'll be interested in the farm and keeping it going.
Greg, what is it that people who are not involved with farming, you know, we've seen, you know, movies, TV series kind of romance the idea of a farming life. What is it that you think that you know, people who are not farmers miss out that you guys benefit so greatly from?
Well, I think there's a lot of misconceptions about modern-day farmers, and farming has changed a lot over the years, and I don't think a lot of people are aware of that. But at the same time, it's not something like part of the reason why we started making videos was we were frustrated that our friends thought that farming was boring or was lame, and we're like, farming is exciting. We get to do a lot of really cool things, get to use a lot of really cool technology, so we just think it's a great place to be.
Well, Nathan, we appreciate you and Greg coming on. Where can people go for more information?
They can go to tractorsupply.com/credit for information on the new credit card, and then they can go to petersonfarmbrothers.com for more about our farm and our videos.
Well, Greg and Nathan, without Kendall this time around, we got him on the sidelines. But, hey, look, it's, the brothers, too, made it work. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers. Veterans tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you save just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers. Veterans tip of the day.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Paul Batura, Vice President of Communication at Focus on the Family, joins us now. Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I made it through Halloween. I mean, it was crazy here in Florida where we were at. A friend of mine lives in the high-rent district, and busloads of people are gravitate over there for all the candy. I guess, you know, you got the zip codes where the candies are better, and they know where to go, man. The place was packed. It was unbelievable.
This is a new thing now. I mean, people can go online, seek out and search the best neighborhoods, and we get the same thing here in Colorado Springs. You know, the houses with the big candy bars. Those are the ones to target.
That's the way they go, huh? If they could make it out to some of the Virginia areas that really where you got the number one zip code in terms of income, I wonder what kind of candies they give out, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of sad, but as a kid, I enjoyed it. I don't know about you, but it was fun. It was fun to get to dress up and just have some fun with your friends and family and free candy. Who can turn that down when you're 10 years old?
Well, exactly. So here we are, I mean, outside of our childhood, and we see how much Halloween has changed. What's happened?
Yeah, you know, it's obvious to anybody with eyes to see. You drive around, and it's not innocent. There's been this rise in commercial haunted houses. There are, you know, in our own neighborhood here in Colorado Springs, there's just this horrible house that has bodies, you know, mannequins hanging from the porch rafters, and a knocked over baby carriage with a quote unquote dead baby hanging out the side. Wow. And it borders, if not straight, on the demonic. And you have to wonder, what it is, what's causing it. And I think it's obviously culture is growing more secular. People are desperate to follow what they see, and they're heavily influenced, I think, by entertainment and by the influences that they're consuming on a regular basis.
It is amazing how casual, as a country, we have become about these issues. Although, I thought it was interesting, the other day I was watching, and maybe it was Fox or something, they were talking about the Ouija board, because the Ouija board was celebrating some major anniversary. And you could tell people were freaked out about it. I mean, they were having a hard time, you know, kind of getting their brain about the whole deal. And some it commented and attributed to that was the way they were raised, and they blamed it on their mother, that their mother had bent their memory and their mind, forever because of, you know, the fear of the Ouija board.
Yeah, you know, it's the irony, Bill, is that as I said, we live in this culture that's growing more secular. People seem to totally discount the spiritual, and yet they don't discount the demonic. There is that element that seems to be acknowledged. Mm-hmm. And then also the fact that, you know, I think we're growing more sensitive as a culture. You know, your kids are treated differently in school, in many cases in a good way, you know, no mm-hmm. bullying and things like that. But, we're very much down on violence towards certain people and certain ideas, but yet, what is it about Halloween that just seems to completely run counter to this new culture? You know, that seems
exactly
to be growing in schools and growing everywhere else. It doesn't make any sense, and it just leaves you scratching your head.
Kind of really has given way to the goth culture as well, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's certainly part of it. I'm 47, and that was starting to emerge when I was in high school. Kids with the black makeup and the dark clothes, and it's gotten only worse, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. And so what do we do? I mean, you've got churches doing what they can. I mean, they got trunk or treats and, you know, trying to reclaim the holiday. It seems like, you know, the kids are so influenced, you know, as you say, the media, movies, everything conditioned and, free candy. And I think it's good that, the churches have kind of come together with some sort of counter-programming. You know, let the kids dress up and, you know, come here. And, they're not necessarily, I happened to stop at a couple churches, and I didn't see any gory outfits, per se. I saw lots of cute outfits, you know. It's really, really neat, especially some of these young kids. But they were out there, you know, for fun at a church, and why not?
Yeah, I mean, there are ways you can redeem the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certainly positive ways that, you know, instead of calling it Halloween, you talk about the Harvest Festival and things like
right.
that. But I think as believers, we really need to begin reminding people the importance of protecting your mind. And not mm-hmm. only protecting it, but kind of going on the offensive and actually filling it with good things. I mean, it's striking to me that the Apostle Paul wrote numerous times in his letters about the importance of renewing the mind and
right.
protecting the mind. And, you know, we kind of think, oh, well, back in biblical times, there wasn't the same degree of offense. But it was probably just as bad, if not worse. You know, it was a very decadent culture. Mm-hmm. But I think that counsel from over almost 2,000 years ago is very valid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Adrian Rogers, a lot of your listeners will remember him.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to say, what goes down in the well comes up in the bucket.
Right.
You know, so whatever you're taking in, whatever you're reading, whatever you're watching, will eventually manifest itself in some form or fashion. And I think we need to talk about that. You know, the biggest mistake I think parents make, one of them at least, is thinking their kids can filter the way they can. You know, when you're older, you can kind of maybe watch a movie, a wartime movie, and then get back to normal life. But when you're a kid, that can just totally consume your mind.
Exactly.
And you have to be super careful.
Well, it's not just a movie. Then you go video games. Look at all the time they're spending in video games. You know, it's kind of like as the word talks about, searing the conscience. I mean, we are really being deluged with information to tell us how we should think. And young kids are supposed to, you and I, we were outside playing. You know, today the kids are inside playing on video games. And parents are thinking, okay, well, they're quiet and staying out of trouble. So I guess that's okay, until they really look into the kind of video games that they're and TV shows they may be watching.
Yeah, I'd much rather have kids outside, even getting into fights with each other than a
right.
quiet kid on a computer game blowing something up, and the very passive activity. I mean, it's stilting, stunting brain development. I mean, the research is there, and I kind of don't understand why we're so willing to sort of just look the other way and even invite that into our own homes. This could get into a real long conversation about, you know, consumption habits and things like that. Right. But the fact of the matter is, I think you hit on it, Bill. It keeps the kids quiet, and in a busy life with an over-scheduled world, you're going to probably gravitate towards that and compromise your values in the process.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, we need to be warned, and we've been warned time and again. The word says, as you think, so you are. So, okay, what are the influences of the things that are impressing upon us and that are altering our thought life? And that's what we need to be careful of. We're also told that our battle is not against flesh and blood, the things that we see, that there is this dark world, this spiritual world that we must fight against. And, you know, thus the full armor of God and the book of Ephesians, which is well worth studying, again, to realize that this is a real fight. And as you say, you know, for me, as I've been observing, Paul, I believe the demonic world is realizing, you know, as Dr. Graham said, we're coming to the last of the last days. And I believe that they're starting to freak out because they realize their time is drawing nigh.
Mm. I think you're right. You see it, don't you? It feels like it's getting increasingly wicked. And just being aware of that is the place for believers to be, because you can't turn a blind eye. You can't dismiss it. I know there are differences in interpretation depending upon your theological understanding, but the reality is there is a heaven, there is a hell, and there is a forces that are trying to take your kids out and take you out. And you have to be aware of it, and you have to, as you say, suit up, put on the armor, get out there, and with the Lord's help, you can confront it, and you can, he's already won, so we can easily defeat it.
Yeah, but meanwhile, we're having to deal with the reality of our kids committing suicide, things that are happening in our culture that are so devastating. You know, last week I was, it was really heartbreaking to hear of the death of Toby Mac's son, 21 years old, Paul. And, and yes, we know because it's Toby Mac's son, but how many other sons that are young, that will not have children, that will not have a wedding, and produce grandchildren. I mean, all because of where we are right now. This is why I'm saying these telling signs that are there in front of us that you refer to. You know, we have to really measure this up and realize that this is war, and we're in a battle, and this is serious, and we need to take this seriously.
We do, and what you're talking about is the most important things. And I heard a story recently about the Greek teacher Demosthenes. Your listeners may be familiar with him from school, and he was telling a story to an audience. He was talking about life and death, and then they were really bored. They were listless, and then he started telling about a guy who rented his donkey to another guy to carry sticks over a mountain. And when the guy stopped to get some rest and he sat in the shade of the donkey, the owner of the donkey went and sat with him, but there wasn't enough room for both. And they started arguing, and the guy said, "No, I rented you my donkey. I didn't rent you the shade of my donkey." And the Demosthenes left the stage, and the people were clamoring. They said, "Well, who owned? What's the answer? What did they decide?" And Demosthenes said, "Look, you are didn't care less about life and death issues, but you care about the shade of a donkey."
Yes,
we need to spend our time concerned, praying about the most important things.
Amen. Well, Paul, again, we appreciate all the great work Focus does that you do. I read your commentaries regularly. You're a Fox News contributor these days, and what you have to share with the people is really important. How can good folks be in touch with you?
Yeah, please just go to our website, focusonthefamily.com, or if you have any need, call our 800 number, 1-800-A-FAMILY, and we'll get you either help right there or get you to the right place.
Without a doubt. Paul Batura has been our guest, and Paul, of course, the Vice President of Communications at Focus on the Family. Paul, have a great weekend. Thank you for being with us.
You too, Bill. Thank you.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters.